We are joined this morning by Anne-Marie O'Brien, a registered nurse and National Health Director for United Healthcare, talking about workplace wellness. June is designated National Employee Well-Being Month, and we're here to find out why this is such a trend. Why has it been such a trend now where it seems to be workplace wellness? I have wellness meetings that I can attend and earn discounts maybe on my premiums. Why has this become so important for employers?
Well, what we're really seeing is that employers are taking an increased interest in incentive-based wellness programs because they're recognizing that they can support their employees' desire to improve their health and create a happier, healthier workforce. And in turn, while creating this happier and healthier workforce, they have the opportunity to reduce costs for both employees and the company, a win-win for both of them. And some things like, you know, decreased absenteeism, increased presenteeism, improving employee morale, the happier, the healthier employee, it's really going to make them work harder and job satisfaction and retention.
They find out that employees that are sick or not there can't do their work, obviously.
Absolutely.
They also have started at some points even maybe bribing their employees to take part in this, you know, the sort of financial incentives. Talk about that.
Yes. Incentive-based programs are really where we're seeing that employers are headed to. They can vary, but they typically have one thing in common, and it's that they reward people for making healthy choices and for being more personally engaged in improving their health, wanting to achieve that happier and healthier status. And some of the financial incentives that we see at United Healthcare that employers are using, they can include things like contribution reductions, direct financial contributions to health savings accounts, merchant gift cards, gym reimbursements, and even some clients are using those free fitness trackers.
Just taking advantage of technology that's out there, I guess, and giving them something to see if there's any kind of results based on those trackers. When employees are setting up wellness programs, are there certain things they should know or do to make them work properly?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a few tips, and my first tip would be for an employer to understand your workforce, to take the data that you have that's available to you and really review it, from insurance claims data, if you do any type of an employee interest or an employee satisfaction survey, and health assessments, any of that information that's out there and available to you as an employer, to select wellness programs that address your employees' most common health challenges. They're telling you where they want information from, so take the opportunity to really use it. And once you get that data, it's about creating a strategy, and that strategy that can outline short and long-term objectives. It can be the 1-year, 3-year, 5-year plan. It should include things like the budget and expected outcomes. Where do you want to be? What do you want the goal of this program to be? And once you've determined the plan, it's really important to communicate it. There's a variety of the traditional and digital communication channels, from the promotional flyers to emails to social networking is becoming very popular for these types of programs. And the other component to it is really that messages from executives are crucial. They demonstrate leadership support and really may improve the participation in the wellness program. And then you want to be sure to track the results and solicit feedback. Evaluate your wellness program each year. Work with your health plan to measure the impact on employee engagement and medical costs. And listen to your employees throughout this whole process, and it will give you the opportunity to learn how to improve the program year over year.
You kind of have to tailor it to the employees that you have, and it probably doesn't matter whether you have 5 employees or 500 employees. You can kind of put in similar wellness programs for all of them.
Absolutely. Really what it is the goal is to engage, whether it's 5 employees or the 500 employees, in leading that healthier lifestyle, making those healthier choices, modifying some of those behaviors, whether it be avoiding smoking, avoiding overeating or drinking too much, or getting enough sleep, reducing stress, those types of things.
What about allowing physical fitness to occur during the workday? Is that a plan too?
A lot of clients, what they're using are those fitness trackers. They're incorporating those into wellness programs. They've become very popular because they can provide a more accurate and comprehensive summary of your daily activity and sleep patterns. Those are the little things that you see that people have either attached to their clothing or they wear it on their wrists so it looks like a watch. What we're seeing is that nationwide employers are expected to incorporate 13 million fitness tracking devices into their wellness program by 2018. I have mine on today, and I look at it and, you know, make sure I'm getting my 10,000 steps. And at UnitedHealthcare, we have a product called UnitedHealthcare Motion. And really what that's about, it's a product that provides employees with free fitness trackers and enables them to earn up to $1,500 per year in health savings account credits. The trackers and incentives are available to employees and spouses. So if it's a family that's on the plan, they can earn up to $3,000 in incentives. And it's just really by walking and achieving certain goals within that walking, intensity, duration, those types of things.
Besides the walking and everything, as with anything, sleep is also important, too. Not that they want you sleeping on the job, but obviously they want to make sure that you probably get enough time to have sleep so you're not overworked at your job.
Absolutely. Stress and sleep do play into health. It can have effects throughout your body on both your physical and your mental health stress. It can affect your digestion, your heart and blood vessels, weight and mental health. You're being bombarded with stress hormones, and it's creating a constant state of tension and anxiety when you're at high stress levels. And over time, this can set you up for depression, headaches, and other chronic problems. And because your body is at this heightened state of arousal, you may have trouble sleeping. That's the, you know, when you're laying in bed at night and everything's running through your head that you didn't do during the day that you have to add to your list for the next day. But the good news is that there are ways to manage stress, and there are tips that are out there, you know, and it could be things like making time for exercise, a regular moderate exercise program incorporated into your everyday life. It's one of the best stress busters. It can improve your mood, help control your weight. Obviously, you would always want to check with your doctor before starting any activity plan. Spend time doing the things that you enjoy. And using better time management, this is really important. We all have those overwhelming days where we're booked from the minute we get up to the minute we go to sleep. And it's about carving out some time for yourself and learning some relaxation techniques, deep breathing, meditation, and remembering to treat yourself well, making the time for healthy meals and getting enough sleep and doing things that make you happy.
Right. And when you're doing through the job, also make sure you're eating right because a well-balanced meal, plan that out, take some of the breaks during your workday just so that you feel better and you have less stress and you're just doing a better job, which is really the ultimate goal, is to be well at work because the workplace, they want you to be able to do your job as efficiently as possible. Our guest today has been Anne Marie O'Brien, registered nurse and national health director for UnitedHealthcare. If people want to find out more about what you're talking about related even to those health trackers or details and tips, where's a good place for them to get the details?
People can visit our UnitedHealthcare website at uhc.com for a variety of health and well-being information is out there for them.
That was great. Thanks, Anne Marie, for your tips. Appreciate it today.
Thank you.